That's the only place I've seen them, actually.
I had a brother that lived on Lake Whitney in Texas. And when he was ill, I was down there, and the neighbor there said that I could, there was bird feed over there to fill, my brother's feeders, and those cardinals. And another thing he had there was those roadrunners that I thought was hilarious. Beep, beep.
Yeah. That's like the only place they have them, too, isn't it? It's the only place I've ever seen them.
That roadrunner would come around the curve, come down, come in my brother's driveway, walk across his deck, down the steps on the other side, go up to the next house. Like, I don't know whether they had fed him or what, but he would come to the door, peck on the patio door. Gone he'd go. To the next house. Oh. And then, you know, you could set your clock by him. He'd come every morning.
Is that the state bird down there, or do you know?
No, Arizona state bird.
Oh, okay.
Is the roadrunner.
Well, I tell you, I learned recently that some people think those things are mythical because of the cartoon, and they just think it's a big joke. And I'm like, no, I saw one in Texas. You got to be quick, though. I mean, if you see them on the road, they live up to their name.
Yes.
They'll just go by. And actually, I had to be with somebody from Texas just so say, there it is.
When I was in Texas, I wanted to see one of those armadillos. My brother said, oh, you go out after dark. And he says, you see them everywhere.
Yeah.
But I only got to see two of them.
Really?
And one day we were going down the road, and I said, oh, stop, stop, stop. I seen some things hanging in a tree back there, and I want to know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
The possums, you know?
Oh, yeah, right.
He said, we don't have nothing hangs in a tree. But he backed up, and there were three, a mother and two young ones.
Do you see possum around here at all?
No.
Okay. Armadillos have spread. I don't suppose you get them up here, but they have spread all the way over to Alabama. I saw some a couple of years ago. I'd heard of that, and then I saw some in, toward Dothan. So, you got many snakes around here?
You know, actually, it's too high farm up here. They have never seen but maybe two or three rattlesnakes in this particular area, and they figured that they were some that had dropped out of hay that had been hauled in. But when you are going toward Canyon City to the south of us, you don't have to get out there maybe 10, 12 miles, and you'll see rattlers.
Okay. Do you have worms around here?
What?
Worms.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we have, I don't know, I always called them fish worms.
Okay.
And the red, I don't know, they use them for fishing. What are they called?
Earthworms, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have those. Okay. What kind of fish do they have around here?
Mostly trout.
Okay.
And there's some kokanee, which is related to the salmon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that makes sense. But do you get any little amphibians, I guess, that jump around after rains and stuff?
You know, we have frogs.
Yeah? What about toads?
Not many.
Okay. You know what the difference are between frogs and toads?
Mm-hmm.
Or what is it? I always have to remind myself.
Well, most of your toads are brown in color, and your frogs are mostly green.
Okay.
And where I was raised, out at Peyton, we had the horny toads.
Oh, yeah, right. I've seen one of those.
They are interesting little critters.
Yeah, I think one of my cousins brought it home from Arizona or something. Okay. I don't know that I've ever seen one in a while. Do you have any bullfrogs around here?
No.
Okay. It's not like Georgia. You mentioned lizards. Do you have any, is there any place around here, near here, that has any sort of shellfish that you know of? Okay. So no oysters or shrimp or anything like that?
No.
Okay.